I'm Caitlin Matson Levy, and this is the Classical Cafe. We welcome into the green room today Deidre Maddox. Deidre is a theater professor at Hutch Community College. Neil also leads the choirs and teaches music, and together they are in rehearsals producing Brigadoon. And we're going to talk all about that. Thank you both so much for being here today.
Oh, great to be with you.
Let's start with you, Neil. Tell us a bit about, well, first of all, I'm curious, musicals, as far as musicals go, do you stage one a year, one a semester?
I think the plan is usually one a year. I've done quite a few of them since I've been here for 34 years. Mm-hmm. We haven't had one every single year, but I believe we try to do one every year.
And you teach, well, you conduct the choirs and you teach music classes. Can you just give us an idea of what all you teach?
I am the director of both of the vocal jazz ensembles, the concert choir. I teach music appreciation. I teach intro to jazz and I teach voice.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You sound busy.
Yes, that keeps me out of jail.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. So in terms of Hutch Community College and kind of the student demographics, you offer kind of some sort of like fine arts or music emphasis studies for a couple of years with the intent of students transferring to a larger university to finish, or just give us an idea of like who you see come through your doors of the music building every day.
Well, you nailed it when it comes to our music area, I would call them majors, those who are coming into major in music and plan to move on. We strive to give them those first 2 years that they would get at the four-year institution so that they can transfer on seamlessly as a junior music major, whether that be performance or music ed. But as far as my program is concerned, well over half are non-majors. I have people in the healthcare professions. I have people who are in the fire science program, and all over the place, psychology majors. Over half of my students in my performance ensembles are non music majors.
Do they get small scholarships or little stipends for being a part of the ensembles, or are they showing up simply because they loved it in high school and they want to continue doing it?
There's a combination of both. Some of the students are getting pretty substantial scholarships. Some are getting some financial help, and there are quite a few who just do it because they love to do it, and we run out of scholarship money. But I mean, there you go.
Early birds get the worms.
Oh yeah, get your paperwork
get
in.
Get those
time.
Applications in soon, kids.
It is important.
All right, now I'm going to go to Deidre. Deidre, you're the stage director of Brigadoon, correct?
Yes, that's true.
What all do you teach?
I teach all of the theater performance classes. I also teach theater appreciation, which is basically theater history. I teach public speaking, and I also teach some theater design courses.
And is it kind of the same? Are you seeing what Neil was talking about? You know, I grew up with a Paul Alsop, so this is not the first time I'm going to do that. I'm going to call it right now.
All my friends who are listening are going to love this.
Oh, are they? Deidre, is it kind of the same? You see the same? You have some students, you know, they come, they're on scholarship with the intention of moving on to either, you know, a theater performance degree or maybe a theater arts education.
Yeah, it's a lot like Neil's music program. I have most of my students are on some level of scholarship, either a major level scholarship or a participant level scholarship. And then in theater, they can choose one of four focuses. So they can be performance oriented, technical theater oriented, theater education oriented, or just theater in general.
We're going to be back and talk specifically about your production of Brigadoon. But I do want to give you an opportunity, both of you, to make your case for community college roots, I should say. making a case for taking a couple years, finding a very affordable start to your education, figuring out exactly what you want to do and going from there. Deidre, would you start first? What do you see as far as that being such an advantage with your students?
Well, you said one of the big words already, right? Affordable is definitely important. I think it's possible for a student to get 2 years of college out of the way and not have to take out student loans and not be in debt when they move on to the university system, where that's not as likely. They are likely at the two-year level to have better scholarship opportunities. And I think probably the biggest bonus of going to a two-year school first before you head off to the university is smaller class sizes, more personal attention, and the opportunity to be, for every single class you take, even those basic classes like algebra and Comp 1 and Comp 2, to be taught by actual professors rather than maybe students who are graduate teaching assistants and don't even know that they want to be teachers later on.
I never thought about that.
Don't want to say bad things about GTAs. I was a GTA, loved it. But not every GTA wants to be a teacher someday. And
right.
You're all here. We're teachers. This is what we love.
Do you have anything to add, Neil, to that?
Well, I think, you know, there's in Kansas, there's a lot of competition when it comes to two-year schools, to community colleges, and they need to make their choice wisely when it comes to wanting to participate in performing arts like and music and theater and band. They need to make their choice wisely if they're interested in that and make sure that the program they're heading to is credible and rehearses, performs, and selects literature and music and programs that challenge them on a college level. And we certainly believe that that is Hutchinson Community College, in that you know, our vocal jazz program is nationally known. Our concert choir regularly performs things like Carmina Burana, Messiah, with a part of the Hutchinson Symphony. And mm-hmm. so we think that what we offer in quality, in comparison, we would sure love for you to understand that's what we are about at Hutchinson Community College, is the quality level of our performance and the way that we challenge students, whether they're a music major or not, to be a better and better musician.
Hutch Community College is staging Brigadoon. It is April the 29th through May the 1st in Stringer Fine Arts Center. Let's see, that would be April the 29th and the 30th at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday, May the 1st at 2 o'clock. Tickets, just general admission. You can get them out the door. And I'm talking with both the music director and the stage director of that production, Deidre Maddox and Neil Alsop. Deidre, tell us about Brigadoon. I'm charmed by Brigadoon. I have such memories. It's nostalgia. I love it.
Well, Brigadoon is one of those beautiful old musicals. Everybody has fond memories of it. Most people saw a production years and years ago, and it's, you know, it's got a little bit of magic in it and some wonder in it, and of course a lot of romance and a sense of adventure. And we're just really excited to bring it to HCC. I think that maybe the first time it's been in Hutchinson. I can't think of any previous productions.
I haven't ever seen, I don't believe I've seen it live, the stage work. It has to be done somewhere, but I just can't, off the top of my head, recall being able to see it live as an audience member. Tell us about what's the most surprising thing about your cast? I mean, do you have a football player up there dancing? Like, what's the most surprising thing about who you have cast Brigadoon?
I don't think we have any football players. Neil could maybe clear that up.
I think we have a former one, but we have one gentleman, your quintessential caber throwing Scotsman, and his name is Ethan McDonald. So he has a great last name for this show.
He's
a mountain of a Scotsman with a red beard to match. So
does he throw trees?
Well, is it the caber that they throw over that big pole, you know? Is that what that's called? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Highland Games.
Yeah.
I am oddly well-versed.
we're eating no haggis on this, by the way.
Has the music been difficult for the students, or has it been pretty easygoing?
No, they've learned it really quite readily and full of gusto on all these big chorus works. I have been very pleased with their work. It just takes a lot of time.
Deidre, who choreographs your shows for you?
We've hired a former Hutch resident professional choreographer named Kylie O'Neill. Help me with her last name. Kylie Tucker.
Tucker, yes.
She was a student at Artistry here in Hutchinson for years, and she lives in Wichita now, and she's our choreographer.
Well, it sounds lovely. And I, for one, I love the idea of, continuing on what we all kind of started in high school, which is, you know, this idea that we want to be well-rounded individuals. We want to do lots of things. You know, we want that to carry on into our adulthood. It shouldn't stop, you know, when we graduate and we're 18. And I love that in a community college setting, there's so much more opportunity, I feel like, where you can actually do that in a really good environment. And I think it's exciting also to see such high quality work coming out of a community college atmosphere. And I mean, certainly all of Central Kansas knows the Bryce Luty Jazz Festival. I mean, your jazz program alone, everybody knows, you know, HCC's jazz. And I just hope that those sorts of reputations continue to grow for all of your fine arts programs, because I just think it's wonderful what you do. All right, so one more time, when are the performances?
April 29th, 30th at 7 p.m. and May 1st, May Day at 2 p.m.
Well, that's lovely.
It's
kind of fitting.
Yes.
It really is. Okay. Thank you so much. Deidre Maddox, stage director, Neil Alsup, the music director of Brigadoon, being produced by Hutch Community College here in the coming weeks. Have a wonderful show.
Thanks so much for inviting us.
Thank you.